we're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We're getting tons of DMs, which is great, but I actually want to get some calls on the radio. It's honor of in honor of Race Relations Day. I want to do a segment we've done before, and it worked out quite well. It's Ask a White Guy or Ask a White Girl. So if you're anybody that's a different race than Caucasian, I want you to call in with questions that you have for white people, and we may not have all the answers, but we can try to give you the best answer possible that you have.
Like what?
Sorry, bud. Go ahead.
Like, what kind of questions? Like,
well, like, for example, it's like, why can't you guys dance?
Ah, okay.
Because,
okay.
I mean, let's be honest, except for Porkchop, and even he's questionable, a lot of white people can't dance.
Why do people say we can't season food?
Yeah, these are
I don't know that.
Well, see, these are questions that we can delve into, but we need you to call us right now at 833-563-2539 to be part of this. I'm looking for full participation today from Indy and Houston. Now, I want to get into this, but Chop says we have a call we need to take. Who do we have on line five?
Yeah, so just a second ago, we were talking about, do you break up on Valentine's Day before, after, later, or what? And this girl just called me and or called up here, and my heart dropped when she said what she said. So go ahead. Her name is Reba.
Reba, what's going on?
I am actually on my way to break up with my boyfriend right now.
What?
Yes.
Why are you doing this?
I tried to give him like a week or two to act right, and I knew he wasn't doing it back Valentine's Day. He's like, let's just exchange cards. And last night we went out, and he ended up starting to text the girl in front of me. And then he told her that I was getting mad. And I'm like, are you really going to sit there and disrespect me in front, like right there? And he's like, oh, don't get mad. It's not a big deal. I'm like, oh, okay.
Wait,
and
so
at this point, I have a bed buddy for the last 3 weeks, and he has his own bed to sleep in.
Okay, I'm very confused. Why didn't you break up with him last night then? Why are you doing it?
Because I did not have an Uber home, and I do not drink and drive.
Oh, so you needed him to drive you home.
I don't drink and drive. He drove us out, so.
Oh, my gosh. And why are you doing it this early in the morning? Why can't you wait till, like, maybe after work this evening?
Because I have my daughter's birthday today because she's a Valentine's Day baby.
Aw.
So I'd rather get it out of the way now.
How do you think the guy is going to take the breakup, especially on Valentine's
Day? Honestly, I don't think it's going to like faze him a bit, honestly.
Really? Oh my gosh, this guy sounds like a loser. Honestly, good riddance.
That's basically what.
All right, Reba. Well,
wow, Reba, what a, like, she's such a BA. I'm proud of you, girl.
No kidding. All right, hey, thank you for calling in this morning here on Joe and McKenzie. So there's a thing that we wanted to do, and I think this is the perfect time to do it, and that is ask a white guy or girl. Today is Race Relations Day. It's celebrated on March 21st each year. It's the day the United Nations marks as the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, which I agree. If you don't like somebody purely based on their skin color, you're an idiot. I just don't like people because they're dumb. Totally different. And we're trying to light up your phone calls at 833-563-2539. Let's go to Bridget this morning, listening in Houston. Hey, Bridget, you got myself, Joe. You got Liv the Web Girl and producer Porkchop this morning. What's your question we could try to answer?
I want to figure out, why don't y'all use a washcloth when you take a shower? You just rub the soap all over you.
That,
you know,
is
what?
So true.
That is a great question. Well, hold on. Let's go around the room. For myself, I do like a good old-fashioned bar of soap, and I'll rub that in every part of my body. I do that. But then I have body wash, so I use a loofah. Bridget, would that a loofah count to you as a washcloth or no?
I mean, it's okay, but I feel like you don't get just all of it off.
Okay, what about everybody else on the show?
I use a loofah. I use a loofah because, one, I think it's pretty, and two, I just feel like a loofah isn't as rough on the skin as, like, a wet washcloth. I feel like that can kind of be rough on the skin, and a loofah really kind of promotes, like,
exfoliates.
Yeah, it exfoliates, and it makes a little soap go a long way.
Chops.
So how often do you change your loofah? Because I'm a teacher, a science teacher, and I know some of those loofahs hold a lot of bacteria.
All right, Bridget, you bring up a good point. I think my loofah is about 6 months old.
Oh.
All right, so Bridget
just
got sick.
Is that too long?
It is. It's way too long.
I do mine probably like once every 2 months, maybe.
Bridget, you bring up some very interesting points. I appreciate you calling in this morning.
I actually fall into Bridget's stereotype. For most of my life, I just used my hands and I didn't use a washcloth.
It's nasty.
But as a kid, I slept over at my friend's house and he was African American. And at night, they're getting ready for bed and the parents are like, all right, let's wash our faces. And I'm like, huh, what? Like, I don't have any face wash. And he was using a washcloth.
My best friend uses a washcloth to wash her face.
Now, is this just, it's kind of switching up, I guess, the whole topic of asking a white guy or a girl, but just in general, are white people the only people that actually, like, have the problem where they'll take the bar of soap and there's a little bit of hair on it, and you have to, like, angle the water to get the hair off the bar of soap? Do you know what I'm talking about?
So gross. Yes. And I feel like that's just, like, what happens when you're a hairy dude.
Yes.
And you use a bar of soap. Please don't tell me that your wife uses that bar of soap as well.
Let's go to Lauren this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie. Hey, Lauren, what's your question? Lauren, you got to turn your radio down. We're going to talk to you directly on your phone this morning. What's
Hi.
Your question? Hey, what's your question?
Well, I have two questions.
Ooh, okay. Let's get into them.
First question is, why do white people wear shorts in the wintertime?
You know, I can't represent every white guy out there, but for my perspective, I wear shorts all the time. I feel like, you know what? We just, we like it cold. I don't know. I just, it doesn't really bother me. I guess I'd rather be cold than hot. I mean, Chops, you're a white dude and you don't wear shorts hardly at all, right?
Right. I mean, I lived in Michigan for 3 years and I feel like people really do that up there. But I grew up in New Jersey and white people in New Jersey don't wear shorts in the winter. I feel like that might be a Midwest Michigan indie thing.
Well, I do it, so I think that's a decent question.
I see it all the time.
Okay.
I think it's so weird. I'm with you. I don't get it.
Maybe it's because our legs are so sexy we have to show them off.
And then what's your second question, Lauren?
For white girls, I see you guys always redoing your ponytail, like, all throughout the day. I'm just like, I put my ponytail in, and it stays there throughout the whole day. But I always see white girls, like, putting their ponytail in, and then, like, 10 minutes later, they'll take it down and redo it. And they'll do it all day long.
Okay, there's a couple reasons for this. One, it could be like a nervous tick. Like, they're just tired and they kind of want to stretch. And it's a way to, like, let their hair down and just stretch really quick and kind of redo it. Two, I have really, really thick hair. So my ponytail starts to sag. My ponytail starts to sag and it'll pull strands of my hair and it, like, gets painful. So I've got to take it out and I've got to readjust it, like, all throughout the day.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Lauren, have we opened up your eyes to a whole new perspective now? Do you understand?
I'm getting it, yes.
Okay, honestly... That's the whole goal of this this topic this morning. Hey, Lauren, thank you for calling in to Joe McKenzie. If we can, I might get a couple more calls in just 1 second. And on of race relation days, want to do Ask a White Guy or Girl. If you are any race but Caucasian, I'd love for you to call in. We'll do our best. Just because we're white doesn't mean we have the answers. And we don't represent every white person in the world. But we're certainly going to try, Liv. We're certainly going to try next here on Joe and McKenzie. Kenzie's out sick today. We hope she feels better. So we got the rest of the crew here. Myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and our technical producer, Lenny Bree, and you at 833-563-2539. We do a thing occasionally called Ask a White Guy or Girl where we give you the opportunity, if you are pretty much any race except for Caucasian, to try to get your question answered by us. Bunch of white people. Not saying we have the answers for you, but I like to try to help when we can. We got a couple of calls we'll get to in just 1 second, so hang on if you're on the phone. But Liv the Web Girl, we got some DMs sliding in, so maybe we can get to those questions before we get all those phones lined up at 833-563-2539. What are we getting on our Instagram?
Okay, someone wants to know, why do you kiss your pet?
Ooh, that is a good question. I think that's more, to me, a white girl thing. Like, I don't think white guys kiss their dog. Like,
oh,
Chops,
I kiss my boyfriend's dog every day,
no, but
all
you're,
day.
But you're a girl, though.
I know.
Chops, as a dude, do you kiss your dog, Chloe, like, all the time, or is that more a female thing? Sorry, go ahead.
I kiss my dog, Chloe, but, like...
Why, though? Like, why do you kiss your dog in the mouth?
Oh, what?
Like, you let them lick them.
The question.
Well, no. Where else is a dog going to kiss you?
Well, like, it's you
kissing
a dog.
Wait, I kiss my dog on the top of her head.
I kiss my dog on his cheeks, but then I let my boyfriend's dog lick me.
That, yeah. Okay, that's... That,
I let him do that.
I mean, I always do this. I pucker my lip. Well, maybe not pucker. I squinch in my
lip.
Yeah,
me too. And I go...
Like this, and I let her do, like, a quick little... Like, she always tries to
tongue
lick,
to mouth.
Like,
that's
my
really
mustache.
Messed up.
No, she licks like above my
See,
lip,
my,
and I just do one quick little one, and then I go away.
My boyfriend's dog licks my like chin or my jaw, but I kiss my boyfriend's dog because it's so cute and it's my child, and I want to be able to show it affection, and it's just so cute. I can't not.
All right, here's one about rap songs. It says, "Hey guys, do you say the N word or rap it when you're listening to a rap song?" Me personally, no.
No, I don't.
Even when I'm by myself, I don't.
I don't either.
I just feel uncomfortable. But I have friends that do it. I'm like, oh, I don't know if you're saying that.
I know people that do it, and it makes me kind of feel uncomfortable. I don't know. I've never done it. I probably never will do it. It's just not for me.
Okay, this question, I feel like this question was directed at Liv the Web Girl, but it says, question for white guys and girls, why are you guys all obsessed with gluten?
It's actually quite the opposite. I'm not obsessed with gluten, therefore I don't eat it. So, gluten,
but like, I think that kind of implies that you avoid it.
I avoid it, and I like obsessively talk about it. It's because it gives me a really strange reaction. It really does not settle well with any part of my digestive system. It gives me really bad acid reflux. It doesn't really help anything on the other end of things. It makes me also very bloated, and it gives me headaches.
Okay.
So I stay away.
And let's try to do one more question, kind of a white girl thing. It says, do all white girls really like pumpkin spice? Yes or no?
I'm about to blow your mind right now. I hate pumpkin spice lattes. But I love pumpkin bread. I love pumpkin spice cookies. I love pumpkin spice everything else. But the actual latte, that's overhyped.
Okay, let's get to a couple more phone calls real quick here at 833-563-2539. If you got a question, we're pretty much trying to hear from anybody that's not Caucasian, like that's not white, and see what your question would be for us so we could try to answer it today. Of course, being Race Relations Day, Sharon, let's kick it off with you. What is your question? We could try our best to answer it.
Okay, so I know this is the big rumor about white people don't know how to season or they don't season food. Well, since you guys do season food, what seasons do you use?
Ooh, I like to use oregano. I like to use basil leaves. I really like some garlic powder, all seasoning spice.
Oh, my God.
Salt,
like, what about
pepper.
Seasoned salt?
What?
Seasoned salt? Do you guys use seasoned salt?
Yeah, like seasoning salt. I like to use cumin. I'm a big cumin girl.
Is this blowing your mind, Sharon?
Do you use Mrs. Dash? You guys ever heard of Mrs. Dash?
Yes, no. Yes.
What is it?
Wait, you've never heard of Mrs. Dash? Explain, Sharon, please.
Okay, like Mrs. Dash is like a bunch of different herbs, like with like a bit of seasoning in it and like different herbs and like garlic and all that.
And it's
like all in one. And it's like different types of Mrs. Dash as well. I use the yellow one.
Oh my gosh, yellow Mrs. Dash. I literally am going to buy that today. You're blowing my mind. Because I take so much time to use all the
all in one. You should really try it.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Sharon, thank you for changing our lives. We appreciate it. I've heard of that. It's interesting, Liv, though, too. And listen, I also want to say that, too. I always see all the memes out there about, like, you know, like not like putting grapes in salads for, like, a picnic or a get-together. I like everything that's got flavor. I like to try everything. So I don't want every white person to ruin food for me, okay? I just want to throw that out there. I like good stuff.
Okay.
Nobody believes me? Okay, so be it. Let's go to Dee Dee this morning. We'll wrap it up with you. These are great. Dee Dee, what's your question?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Dee Dee.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, thank you. My daughter, who's 8 years old, she's special needs, and she cracks me up every morning with you guys also. She has to listen to you guys every morning before
she
gets on that bus.
What's her name, Dee Dee?
But her question is, she goes to daycare, and they were dancing in the game, and some girl asked her, why do you dance like a white girl? And she goes, what? What's a white dance? And so I want to know to you guys, what is a white dance? Because she's mixed,
Anything I do.
She was just dancing, and she wants to know what's a white dance.
I would say anything that Chops or I do. It's pretty ugly, but...
I would think that just means that maybe your daughter isn't a great dancer.
Here, Liv, I'm going to white dance right now, and I want you to, like, narrate what
I'm
doing,
get
okay?
this, Liv, get okay. this on our Instagram story real quick.
I think white dancing I want people has to see a lot this. To do with shoulders, a lot of, like, fingers action going on.
Like, kind of locked up, like, not
and
rhythmic?
And just very, it looks very stiff, and it looks very awkward. So I think
she dances, and then she busts out, the girl busts out and danced. And she was, the little girl was white, Caucasian, and so she busts out with twerking, and she goes, my daughter sits around and looks at her, and she goes, oh, that's a black guy. That's a black dad.
Oh, my God!
Like, would we all agree that, like, flossing is kind of like a white kid dance or no?
No,
like,
that's cool.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Because every time I go to basketball games, I always see, like little white kids do it. I don't know. Like,
so it's when you awkwardly swing your hips like this and do awkward things with your hands.
You're
like
just,
this.
You just always.
You're just, you always do that.
He
that's
does
weird.
Some weird leaning stuff. You can check it out on our Instagram at Joe and McKenzie because it's very uncomfortable.
Dee Dee, the only thing I can think of, and I caution you when you if you do look this up on YouTube, because you might never look at white people the same. It is, it's by a group, BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive, but you probably heard the song called Taking Care of Business. Anyways, it played a lot. And it's like, is it called the alligator chops? It's a dance people do and they get on the floor.
Oh, yeah, and bang the floor.
Yeah, it's like, that's a very white person dance. That's the only thing I can think of. And you don't want to be called that because it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell your daughter we're sorry.
Yeah. We apologize, Dee Dee. We love you and your daughter. Thank you both so much for listening to Joe and McKenzie. Guys, I feel like we made a breakthrough this morning.
Oh yeah.
I really. That's what I love about the show too. We have such a diverse audience and everybody. So here's a song that we can all awkwardly dance to. It's Tones and I.